The Sean Salisbury Show continues now with the Benchwarmers. Here's Sean Salisbury.
Well, we'd like to welcome our Canadian audience. We're global here, okay, at the Sean Salisbury Show. Our Canadian audience joins us. Great to have you in. As always, here on the Sean Salisbury Show, find us on Twitter at SSalisbury Show. And our next guest is one of my favorite guys. I imagine him right now. He's got a really nice, sweet-looking tie on somewhere, sharp as could be, in a nice suit with a highlighter, talking basketball or making people laugh. And I got recruited by him when I went on a dual recruiting trip, Notre Dame and basketball. And had he got me, we'd have probably put on about a 300-game win streak. Digger Phelps, the great, sure we would have. The great Digger Phelps joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. My man, what's happening?
Sean, you know what's ironic? You talk about Canada. I'm wearing a shirt from Ottawa that Linda, my fiance, brought back. She had to go up there for a conference. She works in Notre Dame. That is really eerie.
Yes, it is. Wow. And we get ourselves a game. We get ourselves a game seven too, my friend. How about that?
Now let me ask you: when did I recruit you? What year?
1981 is when I was a freshman. Oh, wow. So it was 1979, 1980.
Wow.
When our Brian, remember Bullock was the recruiting coordinator for basketball? Yeah.
Father, oh, my God.
Yep. Loved it. So, yeah, we went in there. I guess I didn't make too big of an impact about it. What year did I recruit you? Yeah. Digger, how you doing, my man? It's great to have you on. The book is the book is called Father Ted Hesburgh. Father Ted Hesburgh, who coached me, Digger Phelps. And he was there, obviously, when I was getting recruited. And one of the more famous and great people of all time. What did he mean to you, and why'd you write this book?
Well, he meant to me what he meant to a lot of people. He was more than a priest. And as I looked at him in his life, he just had this mindset on how to make change in the world. And people don't realize this, they forget, but back in 1957, President Eisenhower asked him to get three men from the South and three from the North and come up with a Civil Rights Act. So they all got together. They went up to the Land of Lakes in Wisconsin, where Notre Dame has a retreat place. And they went fishing that afternoon, which is ironic, like the Bible, fishing with the fishermen. And then that night they sat down, came up with 12 ideas for the civil rights, took it to President Eisenhower and the White House, and at that meeting it came up that they were fishing. So Ike turns to Father Ted and says, "You think I'll go up there and go fishing with you someday?" And Father Hesburgh says, "Yeah." So Ike sneaks out of the White House. I don't think many people knew this story. Gets up to the Land of Lakes, goes fishing with Father Hesburgh, catches some fish, and goes back to the White House and cooks them. And the rest is history with that. But the Civil Rights Act, what Eisenhower did was give it to President Kennedy, who was going to use it to run for a second term. But when he got assassinated, LBJ, Lyndon Baines Johnson, the big Texan, he's the one that got it done with Congress in 64 when the Civil Rights Act was passed. So I call Father Hesburgh the godfather of the Civil Rights Act. And for today, it's for all religions, all colors of skins, and all cultures. And that's why I think he's a priest for sainthood.
Hey, and also the president, obviously, at Notre Dame. Digger, when you were coaching, what did you, and you said he, you know, you put it, he coached me. How much did you lean on him? How big was his presence for you when you took the court every time you've coached?
Well, two things happened. One, when I was hired by Father Hesburgh and Father Joyce, they said to me, "Look, Digger, we have a mass the day of the game. We have a medal at the mass for a saint, like Saint Joseph the Carpenter. We never pray to win, but we pray to do our best. And the priest will sit on the bench in the collar, whether if it's a home game or an away game." Well, Father Hesburgh, you know, he just said, you know, we got to get ready mentally, physically, and spiritually for a game. So he himself walked the talk. He was 7-0 sitting on the bench in my 20 years, knocked off three number one teams back in 77, Bill Cartwright in San Francisco. They come in 29-0. And then in 78, with Al McGuire, when they were number one, they come in. And then in 80, he comes in, and here it is, the Paul and double overtime. Woolrich makes two free throws to seal the deal. And on the cover of the book, there's a picture of me, my hand on his shoulder, around his back, and then me shaking his hand, thanking him. And I said, "Father, a lot of prayers for this one." He said, "Yeah, Digger, I was running out of Hail Marys."
The book is Father Ted Hesburgh. He coached me. Digger Phelps, he joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. You can find him at Digger Phelps on Twitter. What do you remember? I mean, obviously, I think we have a pretty good idea about your biggest moments at Notre Dame. What was your favorite part of coaching the Fighting Irish?
Oh, I think the fact that, you know, coaching 56 athletes in the 20 years that I coached, all 56 got their degrees, including Adrian Dantley and Gary Brokaw, who left after their junior years and went to the NBA. But I made them promise their mothers that they'd come back and finish in summer school, which they did. But all those guys have a life after basketball. When I talk about players, I mean, actually, Stan Wilcox, I was just watching our baseball team, they're playing Florida State in the ACC tournament. Stan Wilcox, who played in the 78 Final Four team, is athletic director at Florida State. Scott Panik, who's from Plantation, Florida, he is now president of NASCAR Chicago. And I look at Jameer Jackson, who's from Peoria, Illinois. He is now the CFO of what the company called Nixon Ratings is in Connecticut. But all these guys went from basketball to the game of life. And what's so sad is you go back about 4 years ago, there was a survey. 70% of NBA and NFL players, 70%, 5 years after they retired, are bankrupt. Well, that isn't what we were here at Notre Dame. And I felt this. Any school can have student athletes. And what our guys used to do is go to class, take 15 hours a semester, drop to 12, and then in summer school, pick up the 6, and have 30, 60, 90, 120, and graduate with your class. And I don't care what your major was. We had a guy named Mike Mitchell from San Francisco, tore his knee up as a sophomore and a junior, and he was a freshman in 79 when you would have been in that class.
Right.
So Mitch, his senior year, he finally plays again. I make him captain. And he's there in the backcourt with some guy named John Paxson, who now runs the Chicago Bulls. But anyhow, Mitch, the only guy in 20 years I gave a game ball to. 20 years, the only guy I gave a game ball to because what I saw in this guy. I saw leadership in him with creativity, risk-taker, street smarts. He knew how to be a survivor. Mitchell graduated with a 2.5 grade point average in the School of Business. He became president of Nestle's USA Beverage. So when I see a lot of schools, student-athletes can happen if the school makes a commitment and the coach makes a commitment. If I found out you cut class during the season, I'd bench you. You wouldn't play the next game. And that's how it got done.
It's a voice in the face of Digger Phelps you see on TV right there here on the Sean Salisbury Show with a couple minutes left. Digger, what was your pregame speech the minutes before or an hour before you took on UCLA to end that streak for them?
In 74?
Yep.
It wasn't that speech. It was a minute when I called. It was a speech when it was about 3:17 to go, and I called timeout, and we're down 11. And I look at each guy in the face, and I talk to him with some French words, and said, "If you don't believe we're going to win this game, go take a shower." And we come out, and we shut them out 12-0. That's what it was. The focus. We made a couple changes on our defense, ran some plays with Shoemate, but held them scoreless. But again, the power prayer to will a win like Father Hesburgh. And by the way, the money I get for this book. He had me coaching the civil rights when I worked for President Bush in the White House, running the weed and seed strategy, trying to get people to stop in neighborhoods with the drugs and the violence, and it was working. So I was implementing the Civil Rights Act for Father Ted in the inner cities around this country. And so the money I get from this book, I'm going to put a scholarship in his name so that some youngster, some young man or some young woman, the, one of the greatest accomplishments he had was to make Notre Dame co-ed where we're 50% today. So some young man, some young woman coming to Notre Dame, to help pay their bills, they're going to get this Father Hesburgh scholarship on my behalf. And September 1st, he's going to have a stamp, a 100th anniversary stamp of his birthday, which is tomorrow. He would have been 100 years old, May 25th. And so September 1st here at Notre Dame, the Citizen Stamp Advisory Committee, the postmaster, they're going to unveil the Forever Hesburgh stamp. And I was on that committee for 22 years, and back in 88, I had President Reagan come out for the Rockne stamp for his 100th birthday as the Gipper. So we got it done.
And he would have been 100 years old, as you mentioned, tomorrow. Father Ted Hesburgh, he coached me. The book by Digger Phelps. We got so much more to talk to you about. I know we're out of time. I hope you'll join us again as we get closer to football. I know you love football and basketball. We got a lot more to talk to you about, and you're always welcome on this show. And it's sure good to hear your voice, my man. I'm glad things are going well.
Well, my pleasure. Give my love to Texas. My, as I said, G.H.W. Bush, who's now up in Maine, I call him all the time in Houston, Thanksgiving and Christmas. I'm glad to see he and Barbara healthy. I will call her June the 8th for her birthday, and the president on the 12th for his birthday, because that tradition still goes on with Digger and the Bush family.
It's good to be Digger Phelps. There you go. Hey, Digger, thanks, my man. Appreciate you joining us. We'll look forward to seeing you again.
You got it, Sean. Take care.
Appreciate it. The great Digger Phelps. I might have been team captain, Brian.
If you lose, don't even bother showering.
Yeah, that's a lot of French words. There you go.
You sure made an impression on them. Yeah. He remembered you well from your recruiting trip.
Whoa.
You made the right choice.
I did. How do you know?
Well, I mean, you were a Trojan. Yeah. Come on.
It's the Sean Salisbury Show. Wrap the Sean up next.